Nolte, CNN's Chris Cuomo gaslights viewers with lie about Trump talking up Proud Boys. By John Nolte on October 22, 2020. CNN's Chris Cuomo once again looked his handful of viewers right in the eye and straight up lied to them, this time about President Trump talking up the Proud Boys. You see, even though Iran is looking to interfere in the 2020 presidential election in the hope of getting their pal and patron Joe Biden elected, Knlal has to spin that as Trump's fault because over at Knlal everything is Trump's fault. I predict that before the week is over, Knlal will find a way to blame Trump for their senior legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, pulling his tube up during a work-related Zoom call. So Iran is sending threatening emails to some voters signed by the Proud Boys. And here's serial liar Frito gaslighting his viewers Wednesday night, emphasis mine. The choice to use the Proud Boys is also relevant. It is proof that the president's influence at home and abroad is real because he talked this group up. And he made them a target of opportunity for our enemies. Remember his message to the hateful Proud Boys of stand back and stand by at the last debate. Now we know at least one foreign actor was listening. These foreign efforts are expected, by the way. We saw them in 2016. We see them all the time. What's not expected is for their goal to be given a boost by our president. That's just a straight-up lie. Trump has never talked up the Proud Boys. The only time he ever speaks of the Proud Boys is when he's badgered about them by the national media. It was Joe Biden, in fact, who handed the Proud Boys a place in the national conversation. It was Biden who mentioned them in the first debate and demanded Trump disavow them, which he did. Frito is also lying about Trump telling the Proud Boys to stand by. He wasn't telling the Proud Boys to stand by, he had told them to stand down and was then in the middle of being badgered and interrupted by both Biden and the moderator, Chris Wallace. He wasn't telling them to stand by to commit violence. Look at the transcript. Trump has condemned white supremacy more than any president in my lifetime. Nevertheless, Frito telling his viewers Trump talked up the Proud Boys is a deliberate lie, a deliberate attempt to mislead people. The only people talking up the Proud Boys are the media and Democrats. If it was up to Trump, America would have no idea who the Proud Boys are. None of this about Cuomo should surprise anyone. He's a shameless liar. He lied for days and days and days about being quarantined in his basement with the coronavirus. He lied about not violating his quarantine while he was sick with the coronavirus. He lied to protect Hillary Clinton about her role in the Benghazi scandal. He lied about Democrats not calling for a repeal of the Second Amendment. He deceptively edits video to lie to his viewers in furtherance of the Charlottesville hoax. All the guy does is lie and encourage violence against those of us on the right. But at Knlal, the only way to get ahead is to prove your fealty to Knlal Chief Jeff Zucker. And the only way to prove your fealty to Knlal Chief Jeff Zucker is to whore out your integrity. Just ask Jake Tapper. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.